You are Locked On Jets, your daily New York Jets podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to the Locked On Jets podcast. As we start a new week, it is Monday, August 19th, 2019. I'm your host, John B. from gangrenenation.com. If you enjoy the show, subscribe to it. You can do it on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and other places, and we will deliver this show to your device automatically every day. And also give it a good review if you do enjoy it. Now, I know I'm going to get some people upset with this announcement, but I do want to tell you in advance that we'll be here this week. Next week, I may be in and out a little bit more than usual because I will be on an August vacation. So apologies in advance. We may not be in every day next week. And I know I'm going to get some angry mail over that, but I am going to be on vacation next week, so I wanted to let you know far in advance, and I'll remind you again through the week. And I'm not saying we'll do no shows, but it might be a little less consistent than we're used to being around here. But on today's show, there's really one news topic that stood out among all others from the Jets over the weekend. Actually, the news hit on Friday, and after we talk about this, Adam Gase had some interesting things to say at last night's practice. The Jets held their green and white practice at MetLife Stadium, but the big news from the last couple days, I think, is pretty obvious, is that the Jets have lost one of their starters for the season. Avery Williamson suffered an injury in Thursday night's preseason game against Atlanta. It is a torn ACL, so Williamson will miss the entire season, and it's one of those unfortunate preseason injuries. I just can't tell you how much I hate losing somebody in the preseason, because not that I like losing somebody in the regular season, but in the regular season, the guy's out there competing for something that matters. The guy's out there trying to win an actual game, and you know, it's just something that happens. Whereas in the preseason, you've essentially lost a guy for no good reason, because preseason games mean nothing. It's not like you're out there competing for anything that has substance. So it's just a very frustrating thing whenever something like this happens. It's part of the game. Jets are not the only team that suffers big injuries in preseason. It's just it's an unfortunate reality of the game, and it's the type of thing that could happen at any point. I mean, you could also lose a guy week one. Go back 20 years, we may remember Vinny Testaverde getting hurt early in the first half of the Jets' week one game against New England that year. You know, that was not all that much better than losing him in the preseason. So just a frustrating loss. I think, you know, one of the things that stuck out was the point the injury occurred. It was in the second quarter, and it was at a point where there were almost no Jets starters on the field then. It was a situation where Williamson was one of the few guys that was out there. It may have been due to some injuries at the linebacker position, because the Jets were playing without Blake Cashman. And I noticed it. I remember noticing it before the injury. I was watching it. I was like, why is Williamson out there with the twos? I was kind of puzzled by that, because I know you might be short on bodies, but the Jets were able to play the second half of that game without Williamson in there. So, you know, a frustrating occurrence. And last night at the green and white practice, Adam Gase talked about his regrets. He said he did regret it, and it was frustrating. You know, he said I regret playing him. You know, Gase took some of the responsibility for this, which I don't think is fair. Like, I don't think you can say this is Adam Gase's fault, though. I guess I was trying to figure out how I feel about this, because I did notice it Thursday night that Williamson was out there with the twos when he got hurt. And yeah, it does seem a little bit striking, the fact that he was out there with the twos, but I can't go as far enough as to say, like, this was a terrible job by Adam Gase. I can't go that far. I just can't, because we're talking about a handful of extra snaps. You know, it's not like Adam Gase was playing him into the fourth quarter. It was a handful of extra snaps that Williamson was playing. And football is a game of injuries. If you want to take this to the extreme, you could blame a coach for any preseason injury, because in theory, nobody has to play in preseason. You know, that's the way it goes. In theory, you could say any preseason injury is the coach's fault because these games don't matter and the guys are out there. You could blame them for practice. You know, it's not a case where I think you can necessarily blame the coach whenever somebody gets hurt in the preseason. Because if you take that philosophy to the extreme, I feel like you could blame the coach for any injury that does not occur during a regular season game, because there's always a spot where a guy could have sat out. This injury could have happened at any point. It could have happened when the starters were in there. It could have happened in practice. Football is unfortunately a game of injuries. It's obviously a very physical game where injuries happen. It's part of the league. So I just can't. You know, did I notice Williamson was out there Thursday night with the twos? Yes, I did. I noticed it as it was happening. I remember I made a mental note. I was like, that's odd that he's out there. Is it a situation where I can say that's, you know, Adam Gase is the guilty party here, that Adam Gase got Williamson hurt? I just think that's too far. I think that should he have been out there that late into the second quarter? Well, probably not. But even then, it's just, I think it's more bad luck than it is anybody's fault. I think that whenever you suffer an injury like this, it's very frustrating. You look at what more could have been done, but ultimately, if Williamson gets through that period, and again, we're talking literally just a handful of extra snaps. We're not talking about Williamson playing deep into the fourth quarter. We're not talking about Williamson playing two quarters longer than everybody else. We're not talking about Williamson playing 50 snaps longer than everybody else. They just left him out there a little bit longer than the rest of the starters, and unfortunately bad luck struck, and ultimately I think that this is bad luck. This is nothing more than that, and now the Jets will have to figure out what to do at the linebacker position. Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach, and since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill. Blue Chew is prescribed online and ships straight to your door in a discreet package, so no in-person doctor's visit and no waiting at the pharmacy. Right now, we have a special deal for our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com. That's blue like the color BlueChew.com. You get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code LOCKEDON. That's LOCKEDON. Just pay $5 shipping. Again, that's BlueChew, BlueChew.com, promo code Locked On to try it for free. We're here, Locked On Jets, on this Monday show. We're talking about the injury of Avery Williamson, the Jets linebacker, who was a Pro Bowl alternate last year's first season with the Jets. He will miss the entire 2019 season. He tore his ACL in Thursday night's preseason game against Atlanta. And we're kind of talking about what it means for the Jets. And I will say this. I think that whenever you lose a quality starter, it hurts. I don't think you can spin this as a positive for the Jets, where that goes without saying. But I'm going to take a bit of a different analytical viewpoint than a lot of people are, because I think that there's a tendency to say that whenever you lose a quality starter, that's just a devastating injury. It's a huge injury. And I will say that I don't think it's as big of a hit for the Jets as a lot of people do. It has nothing to do with Williamson's quality as a player. Williamson is a very good player. And I'm not saying that the Jets are a better team today. I'm not saying the Jets are an equal team today than they were Thursday morning. This team is not as good without Avery Williamson in there. But I do think that it's the type of injury that the Jets are probably equipped to absorb, because Avery Williamson's value comes exclusively as a run stopper. And don't get me wrong, he's got a lot of value as a run stopper. He's a tremendous run stopper. But the Jets on defense, they also have Jamal Adams, who is a premium run stopper at the safety position. They have C.J. Mosley, who is a very good run stopper at the linebacker position. They, on their defensive line, they got some big guys out there who are good against the run. They have Steve McClendon, who, you know, it's going to be a part-time player. He is a part-time player, but he's still a guy who's effective. They have Leonard Williams, tremendous run stopper. Henry Anderson, who, because of all the sacks last year, people think of him as a pass rusher, but I would expect the sack total to go down this year. I think Henry Anderson, at his heart, is a better run stopper than he is a pass defender. and Quinnen Williams, the new guy who could be an impact player on the interior defensive line. So that's what the Jets have. I think that that's still, I've been saying this for weeks now when I look at this Jets team. I thought before the Williamson injury, this was a top three run defense. I think this still has the potential to be a top three run defense, even without Avery Williamson. So does losing Avery Williamson hurt? Of course. Are the Jets a better team today than they were before this injury? Of course not. Are they a worse team today than they were before this injury? Of course. But I think that the Jets, this is the type of injury the Jets can absorb. And that's not the case. I don't think every team would be able to say that if they lost an Avery Williamson. I think that there are some teams where they don't have that kind of run-stopping talent. This would be a huge loss for a lot of teams. And I'm not saying it is a loss. I'm not saying that this is an insignificant injury. You're probably going to have now either Neville Hewitt or Blake Cashman take over as a starting linebacker, maybe somebody else. Maybe the Jets bring somebody in. We'll see. I will say this. Whoever takes over for Avery Williamson is not going to be as effective as Avery Williamson. And I know there are lots of Blake Cashman fans. I'm a Blake Cashman fan. I actually remember going back to the spring, going back to the draft. I remember sitting there that Saturday afternoon when the Jets were on the clock in the fifth round. And I said, you know, Blake Cashman would be a great pick here because I think Blake Cashman has the ability to develop into a quality linebacker. I think he conceivably could be a starting linebacker in this league. But I think it's also a lot to ask of him to step in as a rookie, as a round five rookie. You know, I don't count on guys who are fifth rounders to be able to step into the starting lineup and play effectively year one. And I think, you know, there was some talk that he was having a strong camp. Well, he's injured now. You know, he's dealing with some injuries. And the first preseason game against the Giants when he was in there, it was a rough go of things. You know, it's going to be a learning experience with him. And I think it's a learning experience that would be better served with him on the bench. And then you have Neville Hewitt, who is kind of I view him as a career backup. I don't think he's really starting level material in this league. I think he's more of a depth player, a special teamer. I don't think he's the type of guy who can really help this team out as a starter. I think you know, that spot might be a weakness. I think the linebacker spot might be a weakness this year. But I will say this: look, if I'm going to be weak at a spot on defense, I don't want to be weak anywhere. Please don't mistake what I'm saying here. I don't want to be weak anywhere on defense. I want to be strong at every single position if I have my choice. But if you're telling me there's one position where I have to be weak, I mean, I think off-ball linebacker is probably in today's NFL, unless you have Luke Kuechly or Bobby Wagner, it's probably about the least impactful position. That was not always the case. I mean, there was in the NFL of a couple decades ago, it was a premium position on defense. But because of the way the passing game has emerged and because of how few linebackers can cover, I mean, I think that's one of the, I always hear frustration, and look, I share the frustration with Jets fans about how the Jets have always struggled to find a cover linebacker. But the truth is, those guys aren't readily available. Those guys are very difficult to find. And that just shows, and you look at the way players are paid. The linebacker position in today's NFL, and I'm not saying that that was true of yesterday's NFL. I don't know if it's going to be true of tomorrow's NFL. I'm just telling you where we are today. In today's NFL, I just think the linebacker position is not all that important. I'm much more worried about the corners and the edge rushers for the Jets. Those are the premium positions. That's where they're weak. And as I said, you know, the Jets can absorb this injury because they have a lot of other people with comparable skill sets to Williamson. And they still, I don't think that this drops the Jets to like the number 30 run defense in the league. I still think this has the potential to be an excellent run defense. I think people are going to have a tough time running the ball on the Jets. And that's the one skill Avery Williamson brings to the table. So I don't think it's as impactful for the Jets as it would be if Williamson was the only guy who could stop the run. In that instance, okay, then we got a problem here. But I think where the Jets are right now, it's not as big of a deal because they're better equipped to handle something like this than a lot of other teams would be. Locked On Jets podcast on this Monday. The Jets have unfortunately lost starting linebacker Avery Williamson for the season with a torn ACL. We talked about that in our first and second segments. Now let's catch up on some of the other Jets news that's out there. The Jets did make a signing. They signed Albert McClellan, a linebacker who previously played with Baltimore. I don't think that McClellan's a starter, though. I mean, this is not a guy with really starter-level ability or, you know, it was shown anything along those lines. This is a guy who's more of a special teamer. And, you know, he's kind of old. He's not a young guy, McClellan. Typically, when a guy like this is signed, it's an instance where, you know, people always say, like, oh, he's a special teams ace. If a guy's like a depth player and he's in his 30s, and McClellan's 33 years old, so if they sign like a backup who's in his 30s, they'll say, oh, well, this guy's an ace special teamer. That's always the word that gets thrown out. And in many instances, it's not true. In many instances, it's just one of those things that I think gets applied to anybody who's not a good starter but still in the league in his 30s, because people just assume, well, this guy is obviously not a great player at his normal position, so he must be a good special teamer to stick around. In many instances, it's not true. McClellan actually is a good special teamer, so I think he could help the Jets there. And I say this, special teams is a spot for young, cheap players because you want to maximize your roster spots. I always say you should be looking to develop special teamers. You know, you should take guys who are in their 20s, early 20s, you know, 23, 24 years old, and use your roster spots, have them play special teams, and then hope they can develop into players at their natural positions. I usually don't like taking older players who are exclusively their only values on special teams, because there's no upside for them at their position, whether it's linebacker, corner, wide receiver. There's no upside there. You know that they're not going to provide you much at their normal position. But I will say this. This is like the one exception. If a guy's a great special teamer, then I'm okay with bringing him in. And I think McClellan has a lot of ability on special teams. So I don't have an issue with that. He's been well decorated for his work on special teams in the league. So I don't have a problem with this signing. I think the signing is okay. I don't think it really helps the Jets. I think the natural thing is you look at the linebacker, you see the Jets sign the linebacker, and you think this guy's going to be a starter. I think this guy's more of a backup. So a few other updates. Adam Gase, last night the Jets held their green and white practice at MetLife Stadium. They held it late this year. This actually was technically not a training camp practice. Usually the Jets have lived the one big practice at the stadium. But they postponed it this year. I think it was originally supposed to be August 2nd. They moved it back to last night. So Jets did hold their practice in front of their fans. A couple other injuries. The Gase noted that Avery Williamson was done for the season. Jamie Mosley, not CJ, Jamie Mosley, who's CJ's brother, who was an undrafted rookie, is banged up a little bit. Gase also noted that Osemele and Brian Winters are unlikely to play preseason week 3 against the Saints, so we'll have to keep our eyes on those guys. Brandon Schell, who sat out Thursday's preseason game with an injury, sounds less significant. Sounds like he could be back in the lineup relatively soon. It actually sounds like he was suited up last night and they decided to hold him out just as a precaution. As far as the rest of the offensive linemen, we're talking about a lot of offensive linemen here. Ryan Khalil, Gase is hoping to get him into the preseason game, the third preseason game for a little bit at least. So we'll keep our eyes on that. For Trumaine Johnson, the Jets are hoping he's going to be back week 1. So that shows it's probably a longer-term type deal. So, you know, plenty of injuries the Jets are dealing with. And Gase also noted that Le'Veon Bell's not going to be playing in the preseason. He's not going to play this week, and obviously the starters typically don't play the fourth preseason game. If the starters play the fourth preseason game, it's for a series. It's literally for a series. But it sounds like Gase is just going to hold Bell out for the entire preseason, and he noted that the Williamson injury did not necessarily alter his plans. Like Bell was the sounds like Gase was kind of leaning in the direction of not playing Bell anyway, but the Williamson injury kind of confirmed that decision, that he just doesn't want to suffer another key injury in the preseason. So Le'Veon Bell, we will not see him suit up in a Jets uniform in the game until week 1, which I personally would have gotten him out there. I think you get to a point where you just go nuts. I don't want to go nuts on talking about the significance of this, because it's one of those things where it's kind of like, this is what I do, but I don't think it makes a huge difference. I probably would have played him a little bit just to get him used to, get him back into some sort of game situation before the start of the season, at least get him used to getting hit again, and being in the huddle and listening to the snap counts, you know, taking a hand off at game speed. I probably would have given him a few snaps in preseason, but I don't think it really makes a big difference either way. I mean, I don't think it's the end of the world. I don't think it's going to make much of a difference, so I don't have a problem with that. But so that's what's going on with the Jets. Thanks for listening to our show today. This has been the Locked On Jets podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. If you enjoy the show, subscribe to it, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, and leave it a good review if you do like it. Hope you have a great Monday, everybody, and we will be back tomorrow to talk more Jets.